Okay, so we're Shira Shirin Perek Ches, the last Perek, Posuk Ches. Okay?
Yeah.
Ocho Islonu Kitanov Shodayim Enim. Manasel Achoseinu, the Yom Shiyudubar. We have a little sister, Ocho Islonu Yeshla. She has no breasts. She's young, she's not developed yet. Manasel Achoseinu, what shall we do for our sister? By Yom Shiyudubar, on the day that she is spoken for. So let's see what that means. Ochos lono ketano. Batachtoine. In the earth, down on earth. Shehi misacho umischaberes umisava. Who? Misacho is like unites and connects and desires. Lio simono, to be with us. She wants to be with us. Viktano umaktenes es atzmo. She's little and she puts herself down, humbles herself, okay? We call her umays from all the other nations. Ginyan shenema loy me rubchem. Not Hashem didn't choose us because of the abundance of Klal Yisrael, the great numbers. Loy me rubchem, not because you're roiv. Shei maktina, but the darshan that means shehei maktina sasma doesn't mean not because of your numbers that you have small numbers, but not because of your smallness, because you put yourself down. Klal Yisrael is a humble nation. It's a humble nation. So I guess the pasuk means that I guess Hashem is speaking to his Hamal Yishamayla, and he says, we have a sister. Interesting, Hashem looks at us as a sister. There's three different Hashemis in Chazal. My father-in-law has a beautiful piece on that.
There's four.
There's Imi, Achoisi, Biti. Oh no, that's something else. Yeah, but in terms of relatives, it says we had it, but he's that Hashem calls Klal Yisrael Biti, and then Lo Yizoz Mechabava Achekora Achoisi, Lo Yizoz Mechabava Achekora Imi. So my father had a very beautiful thing there. He says the order seems just the opposite. The love of a Biti, of a daughter, is the greatest love. So what do you mean? He didn't stop loving her until he called her Achoisi, after Biti. He didn't stop loving until he called her Imi. What's going on over here? So he said, very good. I don't know if it's a pshat 100%, but it's beautiful. He says, Klal Yisrael, Hashem loves Klal Yisrael like a daughter, right? Sometimes you behave in such a way that's not befitting to be my daughter. I can't consider you my daughter. You know something? Let's be like brother and sister. Sister don't have to have the same respect the daughter has for a parent. Sister, you get into it. Oh, yeah. I a little bit, speak a little bit, you get angry a little bit, oh, you talk a little chutzpah. Okay. Then the relationship gets so bad, but he still, he doesn't move from loving her. He says, we can't get along as a daughter and a father. We can't get along as a brother and a sister. You know what we're going to have to do? I'm going to have to look at you as a mother. She says, what am I going to do? The alte mama, she doesn't treat me nicely. So HaKadosh Baruch has such love for Klal Yisrael that he has to renegotiate the parameters of the relationship based on their misdeeds, and he finds a way to continue loving Klal Yisrael despite the fact that that they've lost that relationship. So first he considers, my daughter, we can't be father and daughter anymore. We'll be brother and sister. We can't even do that. You know, there are all sorts of limits on what you do. But mother, we can't. You know. And he brings the psukim, and it fits in beautifully. I'm not sure if that's it, but it's a beautiful idea. So anyway, so here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling Achois Lonu Ktana. We have a little sister. Okay? And I guess it talks about she misacho umischaberes umisave, and she wants to be with us. So Klal Yisrael craves to be connected to Hashem, and I guess Hashem, she's humble, and that's part of what Hashem loves. Lo mi rubchem, choshek Hashem b'chem. I think that's the pasuk, not because of your great numbers. Hashem desires Klal Yisrael because of their humbleness. I mean, think of it. I'm sure we have our share of Balei Gaiva, but when you think of it in terms of a nation, Oh, Israel is a modest nation. You know, we're not into conquest of the whole world, you know, like the empires, like the Roman Empire and the Greek Empire and Alexander the Great and the British, and how do you call it, the British Empire, and the Dutch had conquest and colonies, and Spain had, you know, they mind their own business. We want to serve Hashem. In Bein Ha'umos, we're very modest. We have our own ego problems, but Bein Ha'umos, we're very modest. Okay, Ochois Loshen Ichui. He says the Loshen of sister is Ichui. That's what it means. We're united. We're connected. Elu Kroim She'ein Misachim. And he brings a posuk that, where is that posuk? What does he bring?
Moed Katan?
No, what is this from? I can't see.
It says your Moed Katan Chavav Aleph.
Oh, yeah, it's not a posuk. The Gemara calls it, these are rips that are not, can't be united. So it's like a joining, they can't be joined together. Fine. Shodayim Enlo, Ki Inyan Shneva Begolus Mitzrayim Shodayim Lechoyim. The breasts were developed. Behagia eis hageula. Avozu shodayim enlo. Hadaylo higia atola eis toidim. She has not yet arrived at the time of love. So shodayim enlo, he says that refers to the fact that that even though she's humble and she's desirous, but she's not yet developed in her love of Hashem. That's what it seems. She didn't arrive at that time of real love. So Klal Yisrael is humble amongst the nations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls her Achoyis. He wants to be joined with her. She wants to join with him. She's Mischaberes Umisave. She craves it, but the love is not there. And this, to me, is such a... Stop crafting. This, to me, is such a beautiful thing, because we find Klal Yisrael today... I find, at least, people who they say they're angry at God, they say they hate Him, they say they this, they say they that, but they're craving for that relationship. So this is the picture of Klal Yisrael and the Golos. Ocho Islanu Ketano, the Shodayim Enlo. It's not yet the Eis Doidim, but the craving is there, the desire is there. Now, I don't understand this exactly, because previously we spoke about the Klal Yisrael in terms of Anira doidi v'doidi li, shekem shekasmi, kitoim doidecho miyayin. So I still feel that love. So it could be. Adayin, it could be there's two levels. We have to review those lashonis, but it could be there's two levels. There's misave, she wants to be connected. She desires, she wants to be connected. And the remnants and the memory of the previous love is still there. And that motivates me to want the relationship. But until we're really reunited, it can't be that full love. You know, there's a craving without the full connection. So she's awaiting that connection. So she remembers the love of the past, and she's misave mishtekekes to have it again. But the real love is only when you can finally, you know, connect. She's not there yet. Shodayim Eimah. Okay. Manasa lach Hosein v'yom shedubabo. Kishahu'uma yismis lachashim oleh lahachidah. When the nations whisper to destroy her, kinyishanem aluchu v'nachideh migoy. The nations say, let's go and destroy Klal Yisrael. So, what are we going to do for her when the nations want to destroy her? So, here like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down, and he sees Klal Yisrael. And he sees their humble ketanim, El Choslonu Ktano, Bishadayim Enlo, they're misave, they're desirous of this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they do not have, the love isn't developed yet. They're still in Golos, they're still distance. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this beloved nation to him, and he says, what am I going to do when the Goyim designed to destroy her? Okay, so let's see, what do we do? Now, I assume that the question is because she's not completely worthy. So let's see what it says. Im choymohi, let's do the next one. If she is a wall, nivne ole tiras kesef, will build a fortress of silver. the imdelesi, and if she's a door, notzor leurach orez will close. Nitzor means to close with luach is boards, panels of orez. Orez is arzei halavona, the cedar tree. So we'll use cedar wood. Yes, that's a choshev of wood to close her in. What does that mean? Let's see, Rashi. Im choymohi. Im techazik bemunoso viroso lios kenegdom b'chichoy mas nechoyshes shloi konsulateichom oi tzolom shloi tis chatein bom v'hem lo yavo bo loi tis patelohem. He says, what does it mean im choymohi? It shall be like a wall. What's the strength of Klal Yisrael? The Klal Yisrael's battles are not fought on the battlefield. Klal Yisrael's security is not in physical walls. Right? Klal Yisrael's security is not in shelters, bomb shelters, or how do you call it, iron domes. That's not what Klal Yisrael's security is. What? Who? Yeah, oh, so listen to this. Im techazek ve'emunoso uvirosa, if she'll strengthen herself in her emuna and in her fear of Hashem, lios kenegdom kechoymas nechoishes, she will be against them like a copper wall. Kechoymas nechoishes. If she strengthens herself, she'll be like a copper wall against the enemy. Her strength is in emuna and in yira. Shelo yikonsul teich, they won't be able to enter into her. Eretz Yisrael will be protected by this invisible shield of Emunah and Yira, which unfortunately today it's not completely protected with that because there are a lot of people that are not into that, into Emunah and Yira. Shaloi Yikonsuva, Reitzalayma, Shaloi Tishai. What does that mean? What is the wall that she makes? What's the nature of that wall that she's Chozak Emunosu Yirosa? Reitzalayma, Shaloi Tishai, she doesn't intermarry, Heim Lo Yavobo, and they are intermingled with her. She keeps a distance from the Goyim. But like Tispat Elohim, and she won't be seduced by them. Huh? What?
What's going on here?
What's going on here is a Klal Yisrael, if the strength of Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu is concerned, what are we going to do? B'yom Shiyadubah, when the enemies are out to get us, to get my little sister, my little people downstairs. So he says, if she'll be strong in her emuna, and in Yira, it'll be like a choymas nechoyshes protecting her. What does it mean? How do you be strong in your emuna and your yira? You don't marry into them, you don't intermingle with them, and they shouldn't be allowed to penetrate your ranks in order not to be seduced by them.
How's that a high level, how's that emuna, not marrying into them?
See what you mean? That's what it takes. It takes a person to, if you mingle, I mean, today what's going on, there's intermarriage with the Arabs in a terrible measure. I mean, people are, how, the thing is so, it doesn't make any sense, rationally. But, there's a lot of intermarriage. It's just wrong. They're taking, sometimes they're kidnapping Jewish girls, sometimes they're seducing them, sometimes they're just socializing with them, and, these left-wing meshugoyim that want to have more social interaction between the Arab and the Jews. So it's insane. So the way to stay away is with the emuna and the yira. What stays away? I believe in Hashem. This is not what Hashem wants. We're the Am Hashem. We're the Am HaNivchar. We have no right to intermingle with these people. That's, and there are consequences. That's the strength that keeps me away from seduction. When pitui is very, very seductive. How do you like that? Seduction is very seductive. Profound. Wow. Right?
So repetitive.
What?
It's repetitive.
But that's what they do. They repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until they get you. It's seductive. Anyway, so this is what Klal Yisrael has to do. If she's going to be like a firm wall of Nechoshes, Nivno Leotiras Kesef. That we're going to build a fortress of silver. Ni'elo le'ir mivtzer. We will become like a fortified city with a keser ulinoi and a crown and beauty. The nivnelo es ir hakoyesh ubeis apfiro. If the Klal Yisrael will hold its own and not allow the enemy to infiltrate its ranks with its emuna and its yira and its refusal to intermarry and to be seduced by the goyim, then Klal Yisrael will be zeichu to a tiras kesef, a crown. A tira really is a crown, I think. It says a fortress of silver. And we will be like a ir mivtzer, like a fortified city, a crown and beautiful. And the Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Look at that. It's mamish, so prophetic. What's the, in the Tkufa before the coming of Mashiach and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, what is the most critical problem that we have on a broader Jewish scale? Intermarriage, assimilation. That's what's happening. Shlomo HaMelech saw it, b'nevuah, that the Klal Yisrael is going to, they remain small, right? They remain with a desire to connect to Hashem, but the love is remote, it's in the distance, it's in the past. They don't feel it in the present, although they have that craving desire there, and no physical pleasures could satisfy them. But what's going to happen? They allow, they didn't build with their emunah and their yira a fortress around themselves, and therefore the goyim are allowed to penetrate, they'll intermarry and they'll seduce them. And if we remain firm and we fight this intermarriage, then Hashem promises us it will be like a ir mivtza, a keser ulenoi, and we build a Beis HaMikdash. Vim delesi, and if she's like a door, so there is a tziro that turns on its hinges, and when someone knocks on it, it opens. Yeah? What? If they'll be like a bar, like a wall of nechoshes. It'll be like a wall, and he says a strong wall with emuna and yira, then he'll build this beautiful fortress for us, and then he'll build the Beis HaMikdash. The imdelesi, if it's like a door that opens on its hinges, and when you bang on the door, I open the door for you. When you bang, it opens. When you push it in, it opens. If she'll open the door to them and let them come in, and them into her and her to them. We'll put on her door wooden panels, which rot. And the worm gnaws and eats. That's the termites. Because the tolas here refers to termites. We'll put up a wooden wall that will be devoured. That's what's going to happen. So what is Knesset Yisroel say? Hashem has now told Knesset Yisroel what's going to be. This is the future. If you're going to be strong in your emuna and your yira and build this fortress, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to build a tiras kesef and rebuild Yerushalayim. If you're going to be like a deles that opens up every time anybody wants to come in, to just come into you, then I'm going to put up wood there, which is going to rot. I'm going to, in other words, it's almost like we're putting wooden panels which will rot. In other words, it sounds like you're going to get some protection. Hashem will not take away his protection to Klal Yisrael, but we remain vulnerable. And there is, this is what's happening. There is a protection. There's Hashem has built, he's built communities. There's from communities. There's gated communities spiritually, if not physically. Someone asked me about Far Rockaway last night. Far Rockaway is not a non-from family in a 5 or 6 block radius. Maybe there's one. Maybe there's one goy and one non-from family. You rarely see a car. If a car goes through on Shabbos, you're sort of indignant. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I said to my wife, I said, why don't we get these blockades and put them up in Far Rockaway? On Seagirt one and on Lynette one coming in from Beach 9th and on Beach Lane one. You know, we can do that. Nobody goes in that community. So, yes, we have, but it's luach oris. It's only made of wood. It will rot away. Unless we're firm in the emuna and the yira and build that fortress of nechoshes, then even though Hashem will protect us. And it's so true. Because what's happening? Today we see from in the wooden protection, what's happening? Running away. You know how many kids go off the derech in these communities? Muncie and Brooklyn, Lakewood, and Far Rockaway, and Bayswater, they were off to begin with. Bayswater. Anyway, yeah, the kids. And I was just joking. Anyway, in case like this. So in all these places, so we see.
But it's not necessarily the influence of the guy.
What?
It's not necessarily the influence of the Goyim that
sure
makes people
influence the outside world. Sure.
Mostly it's the parents. And,
well, yeah,
and
yeah, that's the spark.
Right.
The vehicle that takes them out is the outside world.
No, but that's not the root of the problem.
Today, yeah, no, it's not the root, but it's the that's what
the
I
means.
Say. It's the wheels.
The means.
It's the wheels.
Okay,
it's
whatever
the
you
airplane.
Want to call it.
You
okay.
Press a button and you're out. That's it. Okay, let's go. So anyway, Ani Choyim, Klal Yisrael responds. Let's just do one more pasuk. Just, it's a quick one. Ani Choyim, Chazok b'Avas Doidi. Klal Yisrael says, I'm strong in the love of my beloved. Now, I have a question. You just said that the love is not there. Lo Yigia Eis Doidi. What's going on? He just said before the previous Rashi that Avol Shodayim Heilah Adayin Lo Higia Ato LeEis Doidim. Says Adayin Lo Higia LeEis Ato LeEis Doidim. And now all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael says, Ani choymo, chazoko ba'avas doidim. It didn't get to Eis Doidim. Terech says, what must you say? What? Well.
Or in spite of the fact that they're not
Eis Doidim, but they still got to that right
now. No, but it says there is a chazoko ba'avas doidim.
That's Klal Yisrael saying that, so it could be technically they're not ready.
You're saying what? Shlomo HaMelech is lying for them. He's telling them. I think the pshat is like this. What changed between the Shodayim Ein Lo and the Ani Choymo? What? Here it says Shodayim Ein Lo, Adayin Lo Higeh Eleis Doidi. The love of time. No, what happened? What happened is that Klal Yisrael heard or maybe saw what happens. Klal Hashem, what did Hashem say? It's lo higil eis doidim, but you're misaveh. What am I going to do? I'll tell you like this. If you make a choymo with yiro and what do you call it? Anemuno, I'll protect you. If you only make this weak little thing, I'm gonna protect you, but in a way that you're vulnerable. And Klal Yisrael hears, and maybe sees that brings forth the love. In other words, the love is latent inside. I'm remembering the previous memories of the past. I have this. I'm misaveh right now to have this relationship, but now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, here's the deal. If you guys build yourselves in Emunah and Yiro, I'll put this massive protection there, you'll be protected. If you don't, you're going to let them in, you'll be intermarriage and this and that. That threat, and maybe that experience, maybe both of them, obviously that brings out the love. The realization of what's going to happen, of how far we go away, is what's going to bring out the love.
So why
is the difference between what he said before, it's not Eis Doidim, and now all of a sudden that the love is there? The Teretz is, it's the Yisurim. It's when we see what's happening to Klal Yisrael, that will bring, and we see it too, because people realize how far away they've gone from Hashem. At that point, they wake up and say, hey, you know, I really love him. I'm telling you, I had this experience with somebody just the other day. Drifted so far. Things, there were different issues in life, whatever, but all of a sudden, like, the Ahavas Hashem is palpitating. Because, okay, let's just finish this up. V'shodai kamigdolos, elu bote k'nesi, bote roshos hamenikim es Yisrael b'divrei Torah. And it says, I'm a wall, I'm strong in my love. And the shuls and the bote medrash are full, are nurtured with Torah. Oz, but Omri Zois, when I say this, I Yisim Eino Kimoitzes Sholem, Kekalo Hanimtzes Shleimo Moitzes Sholem BeBeis Ma'ilo, like a bride who finds who was found to be perfect. She's Hanitza Shlema. I find my bride to be perfect. And she finds peace in the house of her husband. In other words, when Klal Yisrael comes to this realization and says, Hashem, we love you, the Bate Knesses and the Bate Midrashes are palpitating with Divrei Torah. When they make this statement, they say, look, Hashem, look where we're holding, we really love you. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds them Shlemim and Roy to be together with him, and they reunite. That's beautiful. Okay. Next Wednesday, we could finish. All right? So make a seum next Wednesday.
So why don't they focus on the problems within the Jews?
My writers are not good. What?